people should vote for me because I have the right experience in the federal government to understand how their processes work and how the federal government can help this district, because I have the right attitude about bringing civility back to our political process, and because I know the district well and I have loyalty to this district.
On more of the issues side of things, what makes you different from your opponents on the ballot?
I know the issues in detail. I know where every pothole is on every road in the entire district. My substantive issues are really transportation improvements. I'll work with Governor Hogan on that. Opioid addiction countering, I will work on that throughout the site. I have, unfortunately, I have more experience with dealing with that than I want. I will work on bringing jobs and development. I already have, even as a candidate, made some improvements in that respect in the district. And I have a background in national security and safety, so I can work on helping counter the threats to our country and the counties in our district.
Let me just go to a couple of those things there. What exactly do you have in mind from the federal level if you were in Congress to address transportation issues?
Well, I'll give you an example. I got a letter the other day from an official in Washington County that was unhappy about the fact that an application that they had made for a federal government grant to start a transportation project had been denied. And one of the things that I'll be able to do in Congress, first off, I have written numerous grant proposals that have been approved in the federal government, so I know how to look at what they submitted and try and help them make improvements to resubmit it and get a better review of it. But also, when I'm in Congress, I'll be able to oversee the process to review it and make sure it gets the right amount of attention.
And that's experience my opponent doesn't have.
That's experience that my opponent doesn't have.
You mentioned your connection to the opioid crisis. Would you like to expand on that a little bit?
Well, I had one family member I had to put in a rehab facility, and I lost another family member to a heroin overdose last week.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, I'd actually prefer not to talk about that.
No, I completely understand. Moving back to some of the other issues, as far as experience in the federal government, how would you, as one of 435 people on Capitol Hill, make sure you could make a difference for the district?
When I worked in the federal government in the Pentagon, I knew when Congress paid attention to a particular issue, it got looked at very seriously by the people in the government. And as a congressperson, I could bring that same sort of attention because I know who to call, I know how to submit things, I know how to review them, and this is experience that my opponent has no idea what to do.
Both of you have put, you know, your or either you or your family's money into the race. So what are you looking, why do you want to be a member of Congress?
Because I'm the right person for this district. Because I care about this district. My opponent doesn't care what seat he buys. He tried to buy a different seat last time. He's trying to buy this seat this time. His sign on his truck says America's Congressman. I make a joke out of this. I think that's so he doesn't have to redo his sign when he runs in different districts.
So when you look at how you would represent the entire district, because it is such a varied district, are there different things that you might have under consideration to address, you know, the part of the district closest to D.C. as opposed to the part of the district, you know, all the way out in Western Maryland?
Sure. I think the idea of the diversity in the district is one of the things that enchants me about the district. It is a very, very district, a lot of diversity. I enjoy it tremendously. What I would do in Montgomery County is primarily focus on the I-270 problem and work with Governor Hogan on that, and also some of the interchanges in Frederick County, like between 270 and 85. that are causing commuter problems, since lots of people commute by car. I'm thinking about, I talked to the Gaithersburg mayor the other day about changing some of the programs for MARC MARC commuting. That's the sort of thing that needs to be addressed here in Montgomery County. I've been part of Governor Hogan's approach to the transportation fix that he's proposing. Out in the western areas of the county, I think we're much more interested in economic development. I've talked to some companies about, you know, moving into those areas because there's a good job force there that needs to be, you know, we need to get more jobs for them. I know the people there. I know all of the officials. Most of them have endorsed me formally. The ones that haven't are also good friends, and I work with them in any event. And that's the sort of thing that I think spending 4 years immersed in the district has given me. I mean, I literally know every police department. I've done ride-alongs with them. I know the fire departments. I know the district in depth, and that's something that my opponent clearly doesn't care about because he doesn't go out in the district. He didn't do it the last cycle in District 8. He's not doing it this cycle in District 6. I walk the streets every day. I knock on doors every day. You know, I'm out talking to the people and listening to the people.
So what makes this cycle different for you that, you know, you think would have a different outcome?
Oh, certainly. Well, first off, it's an open seat, and that makes an immense difference. The advantages that John Delaney had as a sitting congressman were immense, and I still got 41% of the vote. I think that's pretty good. And I think the fact that my opponent has broken all spending records on this cycle indicates that he does think I'm having a good chance here.
What about the impact of President Trump on this race? Do you feel like there is one? And if so, positive for you or negative for you?
I'm viewing it as neutral. I'm running to represent the district. I am happy to stand up to the president when I think he's wrong. I'm happy to support him when I think he does things that are right for the district. And, you know, my opponent is far less thoughtful because he knows far less about national issues and local issues. My reaction is that, you know, I will do what's best for my district. I think my opponent will just vote in a partisan fashion all the way through.
Is there any issue or anything that we haven't talked about yet that you think is important that you would want to address or want to make a focus if you were elected?
Well, in terms of a focus, I want to be with the people. I want to represent them. I want to help them. I think there are basically three roles for a congressperson. You have to make appropriate decisions on national issues like budgets and things like, and, you know, agency programs and things like that. But the other two functions are really directly related to the district. And if you don't know the district, you know, like my opponent doesn't know the district, I don't think you can do a good job of either representing it or helping it.
Are you going to win on November 6th?
I certainly expect to. I wouldn't be putting my heart, soul, and money into it if I didn't expect to win.